One. The first time we spoke, you told me that I was gorgeous. I spluttered, saying that you were crazy. You laughed. The skin of my ears was hot enough to cook eggs on for hours afterwards. After I made a fool of myself, we spoke for what seemed like days to me. I wanted to impress you, make you like me. Need I have worried? Probably not. That didn't stop me from mucking up the punchline of several jokes. You thought I was hilarious and told me as much. We share a similar sense of humor, for which I am most grateful. That night, you told me that my voice did things to you, catching your breath in your throat and driving needles beneath your skin. I thanked you and then asked that if we were in the same room, would you fuck me? Your answer made my heart pound against my ribs. Yes. Two. Tonight, you told me that my stretch marks are beautiful, that they are a small part of the whole, a small part of me. I'm probably butchering what you said, but that is what I heard, what I am transcribing from text to poetry. You make me feel like I could wax wonders about how your voice makes me weak in the knees, makes my fingers tremble against my skin as I wish they were yours instead. When you speak to me, your words make me feel like the most beautiful being in the galaxy. I wish I could find the courage to speak them back to you. Three nights ago, you called me baby girl for the first time. It was a lightning bolt straight through my spine, and even though we're 1,000,000 miles apart, I swear that I could feel your lips tracing patterns on my skin in that moment. When I called you daddy, your breath came in quick, short bursts. Your voice, the cadence of it when you whispered my name as you came was what truly sent me up and over the edge. My brain short-circuited, and my vision went white for a few moments. When my sight returned, I laughed softly to myself, and you asked me why. Because, I replied, I'm going to need to change the sheets tonight. The growling chuckle you gave me in response had heat pooling in my belly again. I told you so, and you wondered how many times I could come in one night. As it turns out, more than 5, apparently. 4. Friday came far too early for me, my darling. It dawned in the darkness of the almost night, the sun not yet out. You were already awake. I was sleep muzzy and exquisitely happy. Good morning, doll, you whispered. I laughed into the mic, then shivered involuntarily. Your voice was like a crackling fire in the autumn, and it warmed me to my toes. I stretched, fingers curling in the sheets. You laughed at the sounds I made as my joints snapped in the quiet of the room. I would have smacked you had you been in the same bed as me, and oh, how I wish you had been. Shut up, handsome. We lay in a singular silence together for what seemed decades long, just listening to the breathing of the other on the opposite side of the distance which separated us. You murmured that I had class in an hour, and I hushed you. Class can wait. I paused, mouth curling in a silent smirk. But maybe you want me to go to class so that you can tell me all the things you do to me. The sharp intake of breath was all the confirmation I needed to continue. You would like that, wouldn't you? Bending me over a desk in the middle of the lecture hall, yanking my pants down my thighs and unzipping your jeans and pounding into my hot, wet cunt. Letting your cum mix with mine. Making me scream for your cock. My voice dropped to a breathy whisper, and my hand dropped down to caress my cunt. You moaned. I could hear your hand schlicking up and down your skin. To tell the truth, Daddy, I wouldn't mind. Fuck me, mark me, make me yours. Breed me and make me your bitch. You choked back a cry, coming all over your stomach and sheets. My fingers played a rhythm against my clit, alternating featherlight rubs and cruel pinches. You laughed darkly and then said, filthy slut. You would enjoy that, wouldn't you? My thick cock and your pussy filling you up with my seed. Maybe we'd even make a baby. My breath was coming in short, high pants. You didn't stop, letting your voice drop to a rugged purr. You like the idea of becoming round with my baby, don't you, baby girl? I know I would love it. I'd keep you to myself, fuck you every night. I bit my lip. Watch your tits bounce as I fuck you from behind, maybe spank your ass to a nice rosy sheen. Blood trickled down my chin. And then, after you had my baby, I'd fill you up again and again until you had another inside you. I came with a whine, reminiscent of a beaten dog, clenching around naught but air in my own hand.